This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views conveyed by the guest on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information shared by the guests on this program are those of the guests and are for informational purposes only. They should not replace the medical advice of your veterinarian.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, how human medication affects your pet's health and safety, and best-selling author and animal communicator Danielle McKinnon premieres her latest book. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Come here, babies. It's time for a treat. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves. Thank you for joining us today as we bring you the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Contact us at thedoggydiva.com. That's the doggydiva.com. We love hearing from you, so go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. Monica Layton, president of Pro Pet Sitting, is here with us with our pet tip of the week. Monica, you know, I've been hearing about some really interesting, like, pet toxins, pet poisons, and transferring to pet parents or from pet parents. What is that about?
Yeah, so it's really interesting that you asked that because they recently had a story on Pet Poison Helpline. And one of the things on their website that I really like is they do a segment called Toxin Tales, and they'll take an interesting case that they've had and kind of share it. On the one that they just did, it was very, very interesting to me. So anybody that has a pet that's large enough to kind of counter surf or even get to, like, you know, a bedside table, you know, there's those dogs that tend to, you know, anything that's within their reach, doesn't matter what it is, they're going to investigate it and check it out and see if it's something worth eating.
That's so, the truth.
yes. And, you know, most people are, you know, worried about their animals getting into a bad food or something more dangerous, you know, like a pill or some kind of human medication that's, like, dropped on the floor. This mom had a prescription skin cream that was treating a cancer that she had had, and it was in a pump container. They thought that the container was empty. They placed it on the kitchen counter by the phone to remind them to call in the refill. And while they were out of the house, the dog jumped up and pulled the container off the counter and chewed the entire container. So, of course, you know, even though it was empty for them, you know, there's minuscule amounts, you know, still left around the lining of the bottle and everything. And at first, they didn't consider, you know, the contents to be really anything that would damage them because there was no warning labels on the container or anything that was like, don't come in contact with others. You know, some of, like, cancer medications or things like that, they warn you about putting gloves on before you use them, stuff like that. And this particular cream, you know, didn't have any of those. So it didn't really occur to them that it would be a huge issue. But a couple hours later, as they were getting into the night, that dog started vomiting. And they just realized that something was definitely wrong. So they called their veterinarian, and the veterinarian, of course, suggested that they contact, you know, Pet Poison Helpline. And Pet Poison, you know, Helpline talks about, you know, they receive calls from people that have, you know, snatched medication off the counters, things of that nature. And so, you know, when they told them the drug, it turns out that the ingested, you know, cancer treatment ointment, it was called a 5-FU, which is, it's a mouthful, fluorouracil. But it had two really dangerous topical toxins for dogs in that container. So it's used to treat human skin cancers, such as like superficial, like basal cell carcinomas and keratosis. While the IV form of it, you know, can be used in dogs of certain cancers, the topical version apparently is very poisonous when ingested to dogs. Even a small amount can be extremely toxic and can acute and, you know, GI issues, vomiting, diarrhea, central nervous issues, tremors, seizures, bone marrow suppression.
Wow.
Yes, like this 5-CU is rapidly absorbed from the GI tract. And like the signs that they said you can start seeing within 30 minutes, anywhere up to 6 hours, and many even resulted in death as early as 6-7 hours.
Oh.
So it's a fast-acting toxin that, you know, causes serious damage. One of the other ingredients that was in that ointment, the secondary one that was really toxic, calcipotriene. It's a vitamin D analog. So it has a very narrow margin of safety in ingestion. And that one results in really elevated calcium levels, which can result, you know, in tissue issues, kidney damage, kidney failure, and, you know, of course, death. So, you know, of course, they ran up to their emergency clinic. The pet was seizuring. They were able to get that up control. The dog was hospitalized for multiple days, you know, just to kind of get that dog, you know, home and wet, you know, well. But, you know, you don't really think that an ointment or something, especially that doesn't have, you know, big warnings on it, or is going to be a huge thing. And I don't know how many times. I mean, I think it's just ease for us. You know, you get a new prescription and it's like, oh, I'm supposed to put this on twice a day. Oh, if I put it in the drawer, I'm going to forget. Like, I'm going to put it on my nightstand by my bed so I remember,
yes,
like, when I get up in the morning and when I go to bed. Or I'm going to put it on the counter with the other meds so when I take these, I do this. And, you know, you can have your medications all tightly kid-locked. You know, you make sure you put them in little containers. You're super careful about not dropping any when you have your pets. And the last thing even me would think about is the hand cream.
I have to tell you, I am so cautious with pills, any kind of pills, even vitamins, everything. This doesn't even enter my mind. I mean, I wouldn't even think about, I figure that it would be dangerous if I had it around for them to chew them. But didn't you say that even if it's on your, like if you pet your pet with some of this cream on, sometimes that can even be dangerous?
Yes. Yeah. They had said that, you know, after applied, you know, if it's, you know, even just getting in contact with the pet can cause serious reactions.
Wow. 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 I got to tell you, Monica, I didn't even, that this is all news to me. And I'm sure it's news to a lot of the, you know, the pet parents listening out there that, you know, we lock up all of our pills and we lock up everything that's like, don't come near. I mean, mine's on the third shelf up in my, I have like a cabinet in the kitchen and I have everything on the, just in case. I don't want anyone to touch anything. And you, like you said, they have the safety covers on it and everything. But with an ointment, I just put it on my nightstand. No longer. It will be going in the drawer.
And you know, the other thing that I found interesting too, is that particular medication, they said it can also be deadly if it's licked off the skin. So let's say you put it on and then your dog comes over and starts licking you. Apparently that particular medication can have lethal effects in just that. So I think when you buy prescriptions, they're not labeled for dog, you know, interactions,
yeah,
obviously. So I think, you know, another point too is talking to your veterinarian sometimes about the medications you're on when you're in there is definitely one thing to like jot down and try to remember when you're in, like, you know, with the pet's health, because if you do run into a situation to where the pet gets into something, it's good to have that knowledge right offhand. Like, these are the meds I'm on. If my pet was to ever get into anything, which ones am I concerned about? What am I going to see? What do I need to do? Because the last thing you want to have happen is like some medication you're on all the time end up being severely toxic to your pet. You don't know. And it's like a Sunday or evening time when you're taking your, you know, meds and it drops. But I always tell clients that, you know, especially like a lot of our elderly clients that are on a large array of medications, oftentimes they're like, oh, we dropped something. You know, I don't know if the dog got it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm like, send me a list of all the meds you have. Because in some cases also, it's like I have a lot of clients that because they take things so many times a day and so many different medications, they'll transfer them out of the original bottles and put them into, you know, little pill sorters. Like this is my AMs, this is my midday. And it's like if they're dropped and they don't know exactly which one, you know what I mean? At least if you have the listing, I tell my clients all the time, like bring it in and we'll literally tell them, you know, like, no big deal, no big deal. This is a problem. This is what this pill looks like. If you see, you know, the little white one missing or the, you know, whatever it is, then you need to right away call us, emergency clinic. Do not wait.
Wow. I never even thought of asking my vet. That makes so much, that actually makes too much sense. That does because you don't know, you know, you're thinking, oh my God, is this going to interact with this that I'm taking? You know, you're going to the pharmacist going, okay, now if I take this, is this going to interact with this for me? I don't even think of saying how dangerous is this going to be to my pet?
Yeah. But I mean, right when you go into your veterinarian, I would say that would probably be the best place.
I love that idea.
Your dogs in every year. Bring a list of your meds with you. You know what I'm just like when you go to the doctor.
Just like when you go to the doctor.
Are you right now?
And you pull out the list a mile long. Oh my gosh. Oh, that makes so much sense. And it's something that I'm sure I'd never thought of. I never thought to ask my vet, okay, I'm on this. How would this affect, you know, the dogs? That's an excellent piece of advice.
Absolutely. Because I mean, at least if you know in advance, you know what to look for, you know, yes, this one is toxic. This is what will happen. This is what you can see. And this will constitute an emergency. Or, you know, this one, it's not a big deal. You know, if they get one or two, fine. But if they get a bunch, then you have an emergency.
Wow.
They can save some serious worrying and possible trips to the ER for something that may not be a problem. And then the ones that are, you know, run away how to act. And what to do.
Yeah. Especially if you could like, say I'm on this, what would the side effects be to, you know, my dog, if they happen to get a hold of one of them or more than one of them, that's a great idea. I mean, I didn't even think of that. I'll have to travel with my list. I'll just put it in my wallet, whether I go to a doctor, a specialist, a vet, who knows?
Yes, but definitely, you know, have your vet check out, you know, your meds and do not forget about the creams or the lotions. And then hopefully those counter surfers will not be getting into some stuff.
Yeah, that's and I think each household may just have one of those at least. Well, as always, Monica, you brought us great information. This is so much of it was new to me, and I'm sure it's going to be new to the listeners out there. So thank you so much. And as always, you did something great for us. So you have a great week.
Thank you.
We'll be back in just a moment. Hello, everyone. Susan Marie here to tell you about the award-winning three-book series, The Doggy Diva Diaries. It is a trilogy of heartwarming and inspirational stories about Miss Olive, a lonely little rescue pup, hoping to find her forever family and friends and a life filled with love. In this series, Miss Olive learns that it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, it's the kindness and love you have on the inside that counts. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. And please visit us at thedoggydiva.com for more information. Thank you, everyone. Coming up, have you ever wondered what your pets want you to know when they pass over the Rainbow Bridge? We have some answers. Stay with us.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your cat tree tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets. On Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. Danielle McKinnon is a best-selling author and an intuitive and soul-level intuitive coach. As a professional animal communicator for over 20 years, Danielle has had the unique opportunity to learn about intuition, spirituality, energy, and animals. She shares this value information in her books and in the Danielle McKinnon School of Animal Communication and Intuition. Danielle is with us today to share with us her latest book, The Incredible Animal Afterlife, What Your Pet Wants You to Know. And Danielle, it is my honor. Welcome to the Doggy Diva Show.
Thank you for having me, Sue.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And, you know, I've read your books and I follow you on your social media and YouTube, and you're very informative. And also you make it very fun. You don't go down any rabbit holes. And what you do in your background is so diverse. Can you please tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
I was the sensitive one growing up. I was the weird one. I was the one who was trying to fit in, but, you know, I thought I knew what my animals were saying. I was told I didn't know. I was told to try and be more normal, less sensitive. So I spent a lot of my childhood trying to be like everybody else. Nobody is like everybody else, I'm going to say, but I thought they were all like each other and I was the different one. I started really kind of being interested in this stuff when I was young, and it continued even though I kept pretending I wasn't interested. But it all culminated when my dog got sick. And at the time I was in marketing at a Fortune 500 company and doing that and excelling at it, but wasn't really happy. And I knew I was meant for something else, but I did not know what, except I knew I loved animals. So my dog got sick and a friend suggested that I take her to the pet psychic that lived in my town. This was not something I knew. I knew nothing about this stuff, but oh, I really wanted it to be real. And my dog had been so sick for so many days and the vets couldn't figure it out. So I ended up bringing my dog and my husband, who is a scientist, to the place where the guy was working, the pet psychic was working. We went out to the parking lot of where he was working because I had my sick dog with me, Bella. And he like took his time. He looked at me. He looked at my dog. He looked at my husband. He looked like he was having this internal conversation with my dog. And then finally he said, okay, she's sick because she ate corn cobs, and she ate those corn cobs because you and your husband have been fighting about your mother. He was right. We had been fighting about my mother-in-law for a full week prior to that, and she had been anxious about it. So for me, that was my moment of, wait, what is happening here? This is what I need to do with my life. This is real. And it was kind of like a domino effect from there on that I needed to get into connecting with animals like this.
Wow. What a like aha moment. Now, yeah. For those of us who may not be there, there may be some out there who are not familiar with what an animal communicator is. Can you tell us a little bit about what an animal communicator does?
Yes. So an animal communicator connects psychically with animals. Animals use their intuition every day to survive. They don't just have their see, hear, feel sensation. They're not just using the five senses. If you look at the birds that are all flying in unison, yes, science says that's one thing, but really they're connecting intuitively with one another. They're in the energy together. So animals are using that every day, and they're actually sending us intuitive messages every day. So what an animal communicator does is learns how to tap into those intuitive messages to receive them and understand them.
Now, for pet parents who may want to connect with their beloved fur kids, maybe who have gone over the bridge or maybe that are with us right now, can they?
Yeah. So everybody has the ability to connect intuitively with animals. We are all born with this ability. It's just that we shut it down by the time we're maybe like 5 or 6 years old. Our society says, hey, that's weird. Hey, don't do that. You're what is it? Anthropomorphized. You know the word I mean, right? Yeah. I never get it right. You know what I mean.
Yes.
So they're doing that. we're assigning human emotions to animals. Animals don't have emotions like that. But animal communicators actually tap into all of that and are able to feel the emotions of the animals and feel the thoughts and the experience, the visuals and hear the sounds from the animals, whether or not the animal is alive. And regular people who haven't studied animal communication yet are also able to do it and are very often doing it. They just don't realize it. They think they're really close to their pet and they don't realize that some of the reason they're so good with their pet is because they're actually already using animal communication.
Ah, interesting. Can you tell us, is there an animal afterlife?
Yes. So it's kind of my thing, the animal afterlife. Animals, I've worked with, I don't know, thousands of animals that were either getting ready to cross over or in the crossing over process or have crossed over. And they feel very differently about the animal afterlife, but there is definitely an animal afterlife. One of my favorite things to do, and it's going to sound like slightly mean, but it's not mean. I swear it's not mean, is when I have my animal communication students, they're working on learning animal communication. We start out working with animals that are alive, but I'll usually slip in an animal that's crossed over. They're doing it like I'll give them the name of the animal, and they won't know that they're talking to an animal that's crossed over. And the reason I do that is because we humans, we have so many thoughts and baggage and emotions around the afterlife that it can often get in the way. We think it's going to be this way, or we think it won't be that way. But if we don't know we're connecting to an animal in the afterlife, it's actually very easy to connect with that animal and receive information back.
Mm. Now, what are some signs that we could look for if we're like looking for the sign that our pet's with us?
Okay, well, first of all, our pets are always sending us signs from the other side. Those that have crossed over, they want us to know they're there. They want us to know they love us. They want us to know that they're watching over us. When we're deeply in grief, we have trouble receiving those signs. So I just want to kind of put that out there in the beginning, because some people are going to say, but I haven't gotten a sign. Nothing has happened for me. And it's usually that our grief is stopping us from noticing because our vibration is so low, or it's that we think the sign should be this thing and only this thing, and it's actually something else. So ways that animals on the other side will give us signs are, one that happens to me a lot is I'll be sitting at my desk and I'll see my deceased dog run by out of the corner of my eye. It's like, oh, she was just there. But she obviously wasn't physically just there. But the corner of the eye thing is a really popular one. Another one would be you hear your cat meowing somewhere behind you, even though your cat has crossed over. Another one would be showing up while you sleep, because we don't have our defenses up when we're asleep. We're in our most open-minded state. We can't put our baggage out there while we're sleeping. So animals have a really easy time coming to us and giving us messages while we're asleep.
Ah, that's so reassuring to know. Now, I myself have read this book. I read it in a very short time, but your new book, The Incredible Animal Afterlife, What Your Pet Wants You to Know. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So on my social media, there's like 9 kabillion videos, as you know.
I know. I binged them after I lost Miss Olive. Yep. I'm there.
Right. So there's so many about the animal afterlife, and the emails that I receive and the questions and the comments, and they're always about around the animal afterlife. People just don't understand the difference between how a human views the animal afterlife and what an animal has to say about their afterlife. So I basically took the questions that I'm getting asked again and again and again and made a book out of it. And I wrote the book in such a way where I wrote it like, here's the question that somebody usually asks, and here's what the animals have told me about it. The book is not based on things that I know. It's based on things that the animals have shared with me, that they have done through a reading that I've done. Like, it's all based on them, not like something I read somewhere or something told me. So one of the things about that book is that it's all the information there in there is based on what I know from all of my experience with the animals at that time. But they're constantly giving me new information and opening my eyes to things that I didn't realize before, or we just hadn't experienced before. But the book is basically there to help people understand that animals aren't viewing the animal afterlife as an ending or as a type of punishment for themselves or any type of punishment for their humans. They view it as the next level of their existence. And they want us to understand that. And when we understand that, it helps our grief. And it also helps, I've found, a lot of people's guilt. Because so often people mix their grief and their guilt up into one big emotion around their animals.
No, and one of the things that I got, and if you could just explain it, and I once I read it, I'm going, ah, do you talk about the physical level and the soul level of animals? Can you just explain that to the listeners a little bit? And I mean, listeners out there, you have to get this book because it helped me so much. I just lost Francesca. I received the book. It just came out, and I did get it. Unknowingly, she passed like shortly after, but I was more prepared for Franny because she was sick. She's going to be almost 18.
Wow.
Miss Olive, who I lost last year, was very sudden. Everything around it was sudden. Everything around it was chaotic. Francesca's was very peaceful. And I read the book and I'm like going, oh my gosh, I understand. But you went into this physical level and soul level. Can you just explain that a little bit about it?
Yeah. So it developed through my animal communication readings. When I first started doing animal communication, I thought I was going to use animal communication to psychically connect with an animal and tell them what to do and find out if their paw hurt and if they like their food. And that is certainly one of the things that you can use animal communication for. That is animal communication done at the physical level. But the animal started opening my eyes to the soul level. And the soul level is where they're not so concerned that their foot hurts. They're more concerned that, hey, Sue has anxiety, or hey, my human needs to change their job because they're not fulfilling their purpose. Like, they're starting at the soul level. They understand the big picture of why we're here and what we as humans need to learn to grow and evolve to be the best humans that we can be. So animal communication at the soul level is very often about this animal is doing this behavior. For example, my dog Bella would jump up and down on people, and I'm an animal communicator, and it embarrassed me and it made me not feel good enough. And so by working with Bella, she taught me that her jumping up and down had nothing to do with me being good enough as an animal communicator, because I can't psychically control her. That's not a thing. But she's using her behavior at the soul level to help me at the physical level grow and evolve. Did that make sense, Sue?
Yes, it made absolute sense. It made absolute sense. And one thing I want to talk, you talked about like a community and of like-minded people when we talk about people who are in grief. And after I lost Olive, which was last Mother's Day, I was like in a total, I had no clue why. There was nothing. It happened very, very suddenly. And so I went on this quest. I had to know why. I had to know what happened. There was so much angst in me. And I came across your channel, your YouTube channel, and I started binge watching, and I watched like 3 years of your YouTube things. But what you do is kind of like, you're very informative. You hit on it really quick. It's not one of these long, like, you don't get lost in the sauce. It actually, you go, oh, yes. And the community, the comments that I read, right? I'm telling you, I feel like I belong. I'm getting goosebumps as I'm saying this. I feel like I belong. I don't know any of these people, but I do know them because I see them and I see some of the same people, you know, communicating with you. And that's why in the book, the way the book is presented, it's like sitting with this community. Like, I feel like I'm in a room full of people and they're all presenting things to you, which is how you do your YouTube is very inclusive. And I believe I'm speaking on behalf of your YouTube viewers. I don't really know if I'm but I'm saying it. It's like being a part of a community of like-minded people. It gave me, in a very chaotic time in my life because of what I went through with Olive, she also helped me. She was my therapy dog. She helped me. I was in a very bad car accident and she came right afterwards. I was in a wheelchair and everything. I broke my legs. It was very, very bad, my shoulder. She came to me, had just had her leg removed due to cancer. We adopted her that way and she had no teeth. She was a victim of abuse. I had to take her to the vet like 3 times a week for therapy. So my husband was the one who had to drive because I couldn't drive. Being with her motivated me. That's why she came in my life. I know she did. Got me to drive, got me. I lost no wheelchair, no crutches, no cane, everything. I'm fine. But at that time, I was horrible. Then go back to this past year, I like segued back in and I'm going, there has to be a reason for this. And that's why I want to personally thank you, because you helped me to kind of get my feet back on the ground and kind of understand things. And by the time Franny left us, which we were anticipating for a while, as I told you, she was almost 18, I had a sense of peace that I wish I would have had when Olive left. So I want to thank you on behalf. And I'm thinking that a lot of your, whether it's social media, your followers, your students, people who come to you for guidance, I hope I'm speaking on behalf of them. I think I am. So I want to thank you for that. Yeah. So one thing I want to ask is for the listeners, they're probably going, okay, well, where can I find out more? Where do I go? What do I do? What's he talking about? Where can they go to learn more about you, learn more about all that you do, your books, your social media, and where they can find out more about the incredible animal afterlife, what your pet wants you to know?
Well, I made you a page, so I'll tell you about the page. My website is daniellemckinnon.com, and I made a page for your listeners, daniellemckinnon.com/doggydiva. And if you go there, there are three things there. There are three links there. One is to 5 ways to communicate better with your pet right now. The next is a link to the book you're talking about, The Incredible Afterlife. And then the third one is a link to my Be Open community. So it's mm-hmm. actually where we take what you're experiencing in YouTube. And now we all get together. It's smaller, obviously, than my YouTube channel. And we do live webinars and we play with each other. We practice connecting to one another. We practice connecting with animals. And a lot of people who are grieving find themselves in Be Open so that they can be in this really safe place with other people who don't think they're crazy for the feelings mm-hmm. and emotions they're having.
Absolutely. So
all those three things are there on that
Thank you.
Page.
So listeners, take advantage of it. And before we go, Danielle, is there anything that we might not have covered that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Yeah, I think that what I took a while to learn, and I resisted in the beginning of my animal communication career because I wanted to control the animal communication career, is that animals are incarnating here to be with us in our lives to help us learn unconditional love for ourselves. They've mastered unconditional love. We have not. So everything that they do, if we can change our mindset around this and think about it this way, everything that they do is to help us grow and become better people. So when your dog misbehaves or when your cat gives you such a cute little, you know, nudge on your hand and it just lights your heart up, this is all intended to help you become the best person you can be.
That's very heartfelt. Thank you. Pet parent. Danielle, I want to thank you so much for being our guest today and for sharing your book, The Incredible Animal Afterlife, What Your Pet Wants You to Know, and for all of the amazing work that you do in helping pet parents such as myself to understand and learn more about what our pets want us to know. I thank you so much. It was really great spending time with you. For those of you who want to learn more to follow Danielle, can you just share the information again where they can, the listeners could find you?
Yes. So my website is daniellemckinnon.com. and the special page for your people, or you can go to my normal website. That's cool too. But the special page is DanielleMcKinnon.com/doggy diva.
Thank you so much. And thank you for all you do. And thank you for being with us today. I think that you probably helped a lot of pet parents in the grieving process or who may be anticipating it to understand and maybe accept things in a different way. So I thank you so very much.
Thank you, Sue.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great diva week, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Doggy Diva Show. To find out more about Susan Marie and the Doggy Divas, visit them at their website, thedoggydiva.com, and on Facebook at The Doggy Diva Show. Tell your fellow pet parents about it. We look forward to having you join us again for the next episode. See you soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.